That was just a little bit of random music, which was in the restaurant where a friend called Gemma, who I still call Pigeon Girl because of a long and amusing anecdote, and Sophie and I went for kind of a mid-afternoon brunch. If that's not kind of a bit tautological. Anyway, I did want to respond very quickly to SM2N about his friend Yasmin and publishing. It's an industry that I know a little something about, being, you know, a published author and having a novel and 35 short stories out there. So very, very quickly, if your friend Yasmin is considering getting a work published, then she has to either get it published in the more kind of orthodox route or self-publish. There is no crossover. A literary agent or a publishing house will not touch a piece of work if it has been published in any way or in any medium, because they have no control over it. They earn their money through copyright and publishing rights and royalties. And if something has been published, then it has been released. It's a bit like Lennon and McCartney music. It might have been written by Lennon and McCartney, but it's owned by the record label and the music publishing company. It's exactly the same principle. With regard to submission, every publishing house and every literary agent has their own submission guidelines on their websites, and your friend Yasmin should follow those submission guidelines to the letter, because they actually use it as a discarding device. If anything comes in and it doesn't meet to the precise point, it doesn't meet their submission guidelines, the work doesn't even get on the maybe read again slush pile, it just goes straight in the bin. So I hope that's been helpful. I hope it doesn't come across as too strong or too negative, but it took me 5 years to get my novel published, and most of that was banging on doors. So that's it. That's all from me. Have a good day.